You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za.
The time is now 12 minutes past 4, and it's time for the first time in 2025 to say hello to Steve Reed and welcome him back on the Entrepreneur Zone. Hello, Steve.
Hello there, Richard. Hello, listeners. It is a real privilege to be back. And I love the new studio.
You do?
I absolutely do.
Much cooler.
That's much cooler. Look, it was, your studio has always been cool, but it's now not only cool, but a cooler place as well.
Okay.
I've just come over the mountain, and when I got into the car, it was 40-something, and it cooled down to 37.
Oh, that's nice.
And this side, it's 27, 28.
Yeah. Much, much better here. Yeah. So, Steve, did you take a break?
Absolutely did. Part of that was to visit my son and daughter-in-law and the grandees in the UK.
Oh.
So that was wonderful. Thank you. Yes, did take a break, but glad to be back and back in full swing again.
Good. All right. So this afternoon we're talking about 10 beautiful lessons. Like, they were beautiful lessons.
Absolutely beautiful lessons. You might not associate it with the word springboks, but yes, you know, we can learn so much from the springboks. So, and this is applicable to business owners and entrepreneurs, and possibly even for the person who's employed and is not necessarily entrepreneurial, but once recognizes there's something about what the springboks have accomplished, what are some of the things that they can apply? So why the springboks? Well, you know, they have been operating now, or rather they've been world champions for 6 years, and they'll be defending that in 2027. But, you know, sports echo life. It's a reflection. So some of the things that happen to sports people, it is an apt reflection on life. And, you know, I think the guy's name on sports is Gerry Bunzaia, he's their biggest fan. Well, I'd like to think that I'm up there as well. So I think there's something really super duper to learn from the Springboks. So the first one, listeners, is, you know your why. Really get tied in with your why. Richard, both my wife and has joined me now in the business. And it's something that I am trying to get across to her as well, so that we model our why. Why are we doing this? So Simon Sinek, in his book, Start With Why, talks about the golden circle. And the inner circle is why. Then the next circle is how, and then the next circle is what. Now, normally people start with a what, but actually it's so brilliant to start, listeners, with your why. So Apple's why is the challenge that to challenge the status quo and empower the individual, and their challenge, the status quo, is a pattern repeating in everything that they say or do. You know, and it's authentic. So, you know, it infiltrates all of their products, etc. So, you know, and then we'll have those who are pro and not so pro Apple. But the point is, those who are pro Apple, they really see it, that it's something that's amazing about Apple. But listeners, what about you? What's your why? Why are you doing what you're doing? And if you can you tilt the table of your life towards that which makes you come alive? The next thing is in that little, I shared a PowerPoint with Richard, but there's a little Jack Russell on there. Now, I remember when we stayed in Richards Bay, we had two little Jack Russells, and they would dig underneath the concrete, vibrocrete wall, and they tackle the next door neighbor's Alsatian. And till the point that he came to me to say, you know, your guys are bullying my Alsatian. So you see, listeners, it's not the size of the dog. It's the size of the fight in the dog. And that to me, leaving dogs now and going back to the Springboks is that over time, I think one of the things that Rossi has managed to get right is a culture of a great growth mindset. So, listeners, what is your mindset? You know, I have just, by the way, invested in a course called The Growth Mindset. It's a 4-hour course, which is rather cool, so it's not going to take forever to do. And there'll be some time when maybe through Zone Radio I can offer it to anyone who wants to do that. But the bottom line is that it says that in different areas of our life, for example, work or relationships or health, etc., we may have fixed mindset or growth mindset. It's not that we are, oh, no, no, I'm very flexible. That's not what's been asked. It's asking, have you got a growth mindset? And so we need to challenge that. We need to, it's how we, for example, embrace and look at mistakes. For many people, they shudder at the thought. They don't want to show others that they've made mistakes. But mistakes are part of the landscape. It's also seen in you've got colleagues and they shine. They do something's happened and the person with a fixed mindset kind of sits a bit and grumbles. You know, what about me? Whereas the person with a growth mindset welcomes that and says, well, what can I learn? What did they do that I can also do as well? So the mindset that you embrace has a big element of your success. The next thing is they've got a quote, and that's stronger together. In fact, the whole of the first series about the Springboks is called Stronger Together. Someone said, if you want to go quickly, go alone. If you want to go far, go with others. And I've come to see that although I largely drive my business, I choose to go with others. And I think Zone Radio is a little bit like that. You make use of, and I mean that in the best, most flattering way, you make use of a diversity of people who support Zone Radio. A lot of them volunteer, etc. So, but, and imagine what it would be like if they weren't there.
Mm.
So it's not a bad thing to say Zone Radio is stronger because of them.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, what about you? You say, well, I don't have a business. I don't employ anyone. Well, yes, but you are in a community. And how you position yourself in that community, how you look at those around you, remember that you want to go far. So go together with others. And then the next lesson is how important it is what the leader of a company, of a business, of a school, of a family says about that unit. What the leader says about others says more about the leader than others. So Sia Khaleesi says about this campaign of Stronger Together, this campaign is for you, the taxi driver, the mine worker, the blue-collar worker, the nurses, the doctors, the teachers, the students, all ordinary South Africans who do what they do to make our country stronger. I think that's, you know, it's not just a marketing buzzword. It's something that really got hold of them. And so the second World Cup that they won, back-to-back, in the first one, people would be saying things like, that's amazing, how well done. In the second one, they would be saying thank you, because there was and is hope that was generated. The value of consistent values communication. That's what the leader does. So what are you communicating in the group, the team that you are part of? And then the next lesson is find a way. In the quarterfinals, the semifinals, and in the final, they somehow manage to win by 1 point. And in most of those games, they were behind. But they innovated. They, the 78th minute, and that's when they took the lead. The most successful people see adversity not as a stumbling block, but as a stepping stone to greatness, says Sean Anker. So again, I know that the parallel, the lessons are around, largely around how we think, how we view, how we see things. But I hope you're seeing that they innovated. Listeners, what about you and me? How are we going to innovate into 2025? What's going to be the result of our actions? And then the next lesson is, don't let your ego get in the way. You know, they say failure is not fatal, but success is not final. It just means that you may reach a level of success, but don't camp there, because that will pass as well. And the example that I want to mention is that there were two players, who the scrum off and the fly off, who up until the semi-final, they were the ones that were being chosen. But then tactically, because of the need of, let's say, a fast feeding from the scrum off and an accurate kicker, they were left out. Now, of course, you know, it must have been a big bruise to their ego. But you know how they approached that? They took 10 minutes to sulk and to throw their toys out the cot. And then they said, let us be. And then they spoke about how they would study the New Zealand fly half and scrum half, and how they would feed the Springboks that information. They didn't kind of say, well, you're not choosing me, I'm going to go off into a corner. They said, this is about the team. Listeners, talent. You know, people can be talented, but they may not have the best of attitudes. So, for example, in Enron, you know, Enron was this amazing company, and they were, there's a movie called The Smartest Guys in the Room. But the problem was they so believed in their talent that they started to forget about character. So instead of saying obvious things that were coming along, because they needed to build and hold on to their talents and their egos, they refused to confront which would have been obvious to people of character. And that's why it was the worst breakdown of a company to date. So they let their egos get in the way. I don't know about you, Richard, but every now and then I recognize, why am I scratchy, why am I upset, etc. And I realize that, you know what, I've got to just do a little bit of a dipstick on my ego. Don't let it get in the way. There's a few more. Know and play to your strengths. I have come to see that when you play to your strengths, the day, the week, the month becomes one of, it's not without challenge, it's not without problems, but you're playing to something that feeds you, makes you come alive. So understand what your strengths are and play to them. You know, if you look at the Springboks, it's very seldom that they played a player really out of position, taking a backline player and putting them in the scrum and vice versa. Yet there are one or two oddities that one guy can play any place in the back line, and Dion Fleury, who has played most of his career as a flanker, had to play 72 or 78 minutes of the final as a hooker, like his secondary position. But he had played it before. And so because they were thinking of the team, they went in with seven forwards and one back. That bomb squad, the famous bomb squad. And that's actually what won us the game. But play to your strengths. Remember that the next lesson is the game is always bigger than you. There's a lovely book called The Great Game of Business, and he writes about the business as a game. But you know what? The game is bigger than you. It's also about your ego. As someone who is a silverpreneur, I often think about the value and impact of what I'm doing. You know, I hope to live till I'm 80, 90. But you know what? I have a timeline in which I can add value. So the game is always going to be bigger than you. Two more lessons, listeners. And the next one is, what happens when stuff happens? You can think of another word that happened there. But for example, in the quarter and in the semifinal, it was disastrous weather. It was absolutely, the ball was so wet and slippery, etc. It was very difficult to play to their strengths. So what do you do? Well, you play to that thing called resilience. What is resilience? Resilience is accepting your new reality, even if it's less good than the one you had before. So in the lead up to the quarterfinals, semifinals, they had mostly good weather. But here comes a incredible leveler of people, rain, and it was very difficult to make the slick moves, etc., for both teams. But I would suggest that the Springboks were better prepared to dig deep. There was a time when England was sitting on the try line. And in the second series of Chasing the Sun, they spoke about it. It became almost like a game because the Springboks began to get a grin on their face because the English guys could not get through. What was that? They built a wall, and that was, they were defending that line as if it was South Africa. It's like an incredible resilience. And lastly, never, never give up. That's the thing of grit. Travis Bradbury, humans are creatures of habit. If you quit when things are tough, it gets much easier to quit the next time. But if you force yourself to push through it, the grit begins to grow in you. I like that picture that explains the relationship between resilience and grit. They sound similar, and they are related. Mm. But resilience, ladies and gents, is the engine, and grit is the oil that makes the movement of that engine. We need both. So I hope that what you will remember out of these 10 lessons are words like grit, resilience, and embracing the growth mindset.
Wow. That's a way to start the year.
Super. And Richard, what I'd like to do, I'm going to, I think the part of the way forward, I'd love to do this, is I'm going to try and unpack a book in summary. One Tuesday, and then 2 weeks later, I'm going to bring in someone who'll talk to whatever that book was about. So, for example, I'm going to talk about The Growth Mindset, wonderful, by Carol Dweck, and do some little exercises and advertise what you can do, etc. But then I want to bring in a speaker, someone who practices that in their business as well. So it'll be two kind of messages that go in the same direction about 10 subjects over the next 10, 11 months.
I think it's a terrible idea.
Right.
I look forward to that, Steve. I really do. And you might not have heard me earlier on, but I'm going to tell you something. There's a book that you might want to get your hands on.
Factfulness.
Yes. It's a very interesting book because it speaks to a negative mindset.
Oh.
Okay, it says that we live generally with a negative mindset. And the reason we live with a negative mindset is because we aren't equipped with the facts.
Sure.
So we form opinions based on nothing. And when you look at the actual facts of the matter, they're very different to what your perception is.
Hmm.
And so he talks about data.
Sure.
Being
help to change that.
Absolutely. It really is a great book. It was given to me at Christmas time, and I've just waxed lyrical about it for the 10 minutes before you came in. But I do think that looking – I'm a big fan of books. It's sometimes easy to just get waylaid by the book that you're reading and not look at the book that you're reading in the greater context of books that you have been reading.
Mm.
And tying the two together, which I think you, or them all together, which I think you do quite well. So I'm looking forward to that. I really am.
Thank you, Rich.
So we'll touch base with you in 2 weeks' time, starting with the first book.
Absolutely.
Okay. Steve, thank you very, very much. Steve Reed, and you'll find his contact information on our podcast when we put it up this evening. See you in 2 weeks' time, Steve.
Thank you so much. Thank you, listeners.